The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
From Low Tree Studios, featuring topics that serve as an informative and entertaining break from life's daily grind, this is the Jason and Mindy podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Mindy.
Hello, wife. Coming up, I will share the best salad dressing toppings, and you and I will be trying a very strange new food combo. Got it right here. It's a viral combo. I'll also share a roaring Guinness World Record that was not to be, a chesty reason for closing a streaming portal down in New York City, and some more would you rather? I took the would you rather's out. I was going to do would you rather. I took it out.
Okay.
So I got something else for you.
Okay.
And what are you sharing?
I'm sharing the best drinking games, and we will remember some of those. And the difference between highways, freeways, and expressways. And do you know the difference?
Let's see if I do. We'll find out.
I'm going to throw one more in there.
Oh, one more
because
segment.
We learned it recently.
Okay, good. And of course, we've got fun facts, question of the podcast, and more. Welcome those of you listening on your favorite podcatcher and those of you tuning in on YouTube.
Yep.
And of course, welcome, Mindy.
Hello.
We want to remind everyone to check out our YouTube page, like and subscribe and all that business.
It doesn't cost anything and it helps us a lot.
It does. It's fun.
I'm going to keep saying it.
They're fun videos. I mean, we're doing little shorts and stuff like that. We're making, you know, stuff out of this podcast, making them some fun little shorts. So just kind of check that out just for your own little short attention span entertainment.
That's right.
So how are you? Everything good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting to report. We had a domesticated weekend of lawn mowing and cleaning out the gutters because boy did it rain, man, it rained and it wasn't going down our gutters, so that's a problem in Florida. If you don't have your rain gutters cleaned out, it just comes off the roof in like waves of ocean water.
We have an oak tree, a very large oak tree in our backyard. We debated getting rid of it. Previously, there was a mango tree kind of right wrapped around behind it, which would have had a ton of mangoes. Mm. But that tree was lifting up the wall in the back.
It was.
So we decided to remove that one and keep the oak tree. But I like the oak tree, but there is this time of year, and it's about 3 months. So this is the way it goes. The leaves fall. First it's the yellow pollen that shows up and it's all over everything.
Yeah.
Then the leaves fall.
Well, they start falling, right? And then you think maybe it's done because you start seeing it all bloom.
Yeah.
And then.
No, it's those weird, that weird little stuff. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what was clogging. It's the seeds of the oak tree, maybe, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what was clogging the gutters, just massive amounts of it, just all clogged up. So it was, like you said, it was pouring and it wasn't coming out of the gutters. It was just pouring over the top of
everything. Like, what is going on? We hadn't had that happen before. We're standing in the garage watching as it's falling and there's nothing you can do about it because it just rained really super hard this week.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. So anyway, you're right. Nothing to report. I had a gig, but nothing big. Just a normal weekend. Mm-hmm. Got a lot done.
Yeah.
But we're glad to be here today with you guys. So let's go ahead and get in. I do have something I'm going to share in 1 second. I've got one more thing first. We're going to talk about salad toppings. What do you think are the most popular salad toppings? Like, which ones do you prefer to put on your salad? We do some unique stuff, but there's some kind of cool little mixes that you can throw on top of your salad that I really like, but let's just go kind of got a general toppings. What would you put on a salad?
And you're just talking like anything on green leaves, right? Anything.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Jazz up your lettuce, basically.
Well, if I'm having just a plain salad, I'm gonna add like a mixture of like slivers of almonds, maybe with some cranberries,
Dried cranberries, not dried. Fresh cranberry. Yeah, yeah.
Dried, yeah. They make some really cool mixes with, you know, some nut combinations with some fruit combinations. Now, I like that, but then sometimes I just feel like maybe more of a Mediterranean feel. Mm-hmm. And so then I'm going to put feta cheese, maybe some olives. I'm trying to think of, the Asian salad's the best, right? Now I'm going to put some of those, I don't even know what they're called. I guess wonton slivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes it a little crunchy, gives it a crunch.
Yeah, and then I also like to throw in the nut combo with some like cranberries.
I'll show you a nut combo.
No, you will not on my salad. and then there's the plain Caesar salad. I just like croutons, some chicken, and some Parmesan cheese.
All right. That's pretty normal stuff.
Yeah.
You may have missed a few things. So according to a poll of 2,000 Americans, the most popular salad toppings were found to be cheese, which you said.
Yep.
Feta, I think, is the best.
Amazing.
People do put Parmesan and stuff like that as well. Tomatoes was number two.
It's so gross.
Which you hate.
Anybody that does that.
Tomatoes are the best. Tomatoes are the best. Then there's bacon. Bacon's one you missed, and that's a good one. You did mention croutons, though. And then one that gets overlooked a lot, and we don't do it, and I wish I did, because I actually love this. It's cucumbers. Cucumbers are a good one to throw on top of a salad.
You know, but they give me, I think the reason why I don't is they give me a little indigestion.
Do they? I wonder, it's the acidity or something?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe. That's interesting.
I don't know what it is, but I like them. Tastes fresh.
Yeah, they do. Have you ever had you have a cucumber drink where there's cucumbers in the water and then there's a little lemon in it. It's pretty tasty. So you mentioned some different things that aren't on this list, like those little mixtures that you can buy, which I love those. Those really do jazz up a salad. They have like sunflower seeds and stuff like that in them and dried fruit, like you mentioned. But have you ever thrown anything weird onto a salad?
Recently.
Something odd.
Yes, I did. And I think you liked it as well. I bought those crunchy onions that you would actually throw on a green bean salad for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like a casserole.
Yeah. I put those crunchy onions in a salad one time, and that was actually really good.
Okay. That was good. Any kind of crunch you can add that's aside from the lettuce crunch.
Yeah.
Is kind of a dry crunch is kind of a cool thing to add to a salad. But here's some really odd things, and I want to know whether you would try these things or not. Would you put a banana on your salad?
No.
How about meatballs?
Yeah, actually.
That might be kind of good, right?
Yeah, I've had steak salad one time. It was really good.
Yeah.
So
any kind of meat, like you can put chicken on a salad, and for whatever reason, it tastes really good.
Yeah.
I've done salmon. We've done salmon on a salad, which is really good. I think meatballs would probably be pretty good. Marshmallows.
No.
Okay. Peanut butter.
No. Well, if it's in a dressing.
Like peanut butter dressing. Yes.
Yeah.
But that's different.
Because that's an Asian salad, but no.
This is actually talking about peanut butter.
No.
How about peppermint?
No.
It's kind of like, what's that one thing you always buy? Cilantro. I wonder if it'd be similar to that where it would add a little bit of, I don't know.
Well,
we
could try it because I've got a ton of that in my little garden right now.
See?
Mint and peppermint.
We should try it. We should try it sometime. I know. And then the last thing, and I don't know why you haven't done this yet. Popcorn.
No.
On a salad.
Is this a real thing?
It is. It's something that I'm reading, so it's real. I'm making it real.
Yeah,
People have tried these things. People have tried them.
They must not have like some basics at the house. And they were just like, let's make a salad and let's just throw in marshmallows. What?
Yeah, it's like when you were broke and you ball up bread to make bread seem like it's a treat. Right.
Or when you're young, we did that as kids.
Or something my dad used to do because they had no money. You always have saltine crackers around though. And then he would do saltine crackers and cake frosting.
That's so strange.
Salty, sweet.
I tend to like that combo as well.
Well, if you like that combo, a TikTok user named Mississippi Meemaw shared her favorite and odd new food combo. Pickle?
No.
Dr. Pepper.
No, really?
She ordered the weird combo as she went through the Sonic drive-thru asking the worker to toss a few salty pickles into the super sweet soda and remarking that the server didn't bat an eye at her order, proving it's pretty popular. Now, we're not at Sonic. We're at the house. So yesterday when we went shopping, I threw some Dr. Pepper.
I was wondering why you did that.
Into the cart. And but it's not Sonic. It doesn't have all the cool, the ice and all of that, but it does have a pickle in it, and we're gonna try it.
It has a pickle in it?
Yep. It's different than the ones that you, so the pickles I think that they throw in it on Sonic are the little cut pickles that you put on a burger. This is a spear, a kosher spear, a Mount Olive kosher spear.
Wow.
And here you go.
Oh my gosh.
Give it a try. We both have not tried this, so we're going to see how it tastes.
Oh, there is a pickle in it. Oh, no.
Dr. Pepper and pickle. By the way, I threw a little pickle juice in it as well.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
It's actually not bad,
well,
actually.
Well, wait a minute.
It's got a good finish to it.
It does. It's an odd...
Right up front?
Right up front is
pickle. Don't love it. But see, now I drink pickle juice.
Yeah.
I need some ice, maybe.
Maybe.
But I didn't want to water it down too much.
But it's not like horrible now that it's...
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's weird.
So I don't really like a lot. I don't like soda much. I don't like sweet things. I mean, I like sweet things, but sweet drinks I don't tend to like very much. So you're still drinking it. So that means something.
Yeah, up front though, I can't.
Up front, nope. It's a weird up front, but the back end's nice.
Yeah,
so she said.
Okay.
But to go back, I drink pickle juice.
I'm just gonna shove that.
Pickle
over there.
Juice is supposed to be really good for you if you're cramping. You know, when you're
right.
when you're out playing sports and stuff like that. So when I play pickleball, I come back from that and I'll have some pickle juice. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
So I don't mind the taste of pickle juice.
Well, drink up.
I should finish off that pickle, that spear, when we get to the bottom of this. I'm not going to get to the bottom of this, by the way.
No,
that's not going to happen.
I think I'm done.
You know,
thanks.
I thought I'd share that with you. And that's all I got for you. So let's move on to your segment.
Okay.
Which is, you said it's a drinking game?
The best drinking games.
All right. So here we go.
That's a dog drinking. But, okay, so let me know whether you've done any of these. And when I read this, the first thing that popped up in my head was we have some great friends, the Trable brothers.
Oh, yeah, good friends from California.
I think they've done just about all these.
Probably.
And we've been at their house when they've done several of these.
So let me just give the listener, these are friends of ours, or younger friends of ours that we worked with. And they, for a time, it's three brothers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They, for a time, it felt like they were running a frat house. They lived in this huge 5-bedroom house that I think one of them still has and lives in. But they've all since left and all coupled up and, you know, they're doing their thing. Now they're doing their adult thing. But when they were together, it was all them. And then
the house parties.
DeAndre, a good friend of ours, also lived there. And it just was like this crazy, crazy place to go. Mm. I always felt way out of place. Like I could be these people's, you know, these guys' dad, you know. So I'm like, I can't be here very long.
But they were a lot of fun.
They are.
Fun to work with and fun outside of work.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so according to experts, these are some games that I think probably a lot of frat houses probably even play. Okay, so the first one is Never Have I Ever.
Mm.
And this game is, what you do is you say that prefix, never have I ever, as a prefix to a sentence for something you've done. And everyone who has done it.
Oh, yeah.
Has to drink.
I gotcha. Yep.
I think it's probably a game of honesty, too.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be honest.
You can't just drink because, you know, whatever.
But, you got to be honest. I mean,
it's fun to watch who did it, you know.
It is.
Who's done it.
Yeah, it is.
How about this one's called the straight face.
Okay.
Players write ridiculous and inappropriate sentences on a piece of paper, or pieces of paper, I should say. Mm-hmm. And one at a time, each player chooses a slip of paper and attempts to read it without giggling or cracking a smile.
Mm.
And obviously, if they fail, they have to drink.
You know, that would be really a fun, you know, you've seen those videos of people, they read the jokes and it's the try not to laugh thing. We should, that'd be fun to do on this show, that we read something, we try not to laugh.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And then you tally whoever laughs, you know, that's a tally against you.
Mm-hmm.
You get someone to laugh, it's points.
Well, the straight face game, I don't think I've ever seen
that one.
Never have I ever. I think I've witnessed that, maybe not in that particular setting, but the next one for sure, beer pong.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know how it works, so it's not complicated, but that one, the Trebles played a
lot. Oh, for sure. For sure.
And this next one called Flip Cup.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Flip Cup's a big one.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Simply, and if you don't know what it is, it's simply down your drink as quickly as possible, place it on the edge of the table, and hit its base as many times as it takes in order to flip the cup.
Yep.
It, or, you know, lands
and
face
it has
down.
To land, fly, it can't fall all over the place. Yeah, land square. Yep.
And the first to complete that, the first to complete a whole row of cups is the winner. Yep. Oh, that's right.
Yep.
That's right. They played it a little differently.
They
I
had
think.
All kinds of ways of doing it.
Yeah,
there were some of those games were very intricate. Now, I know you're not done yet, but I don't like drinking games. I never did. I don't like to get overly drunk on a drinking game.
Yeah,
of course,
man.
They would drink all kinds of really light beer, so
yeah.
It kind of takes a while, but
yeah.
But still, I just never really was into drinking games. I never was.
I never was either, because I always knew like two drinks or three was like, and I'm talking strong drinks, not light beer.
Right.
But two drinks was always sort of my happy place. Three drinks, that's pretty good too, but mm-hmm. then it's getting sloppy.
And that's the problem with drinking games. You don't know how many drinks you're in.
Yeah.
You don't know how many, how do I measure how many actual drinks I had? Like, same
exactly.
as you. I know, like, okay, three beers, and I drink a stronger, higher alcohol content beer typically. I know three, I'm doing great, and that's about all I'm doing.
Yeah.
But if I'm doing a drinking game, I have no idea how many beers I just had.
Right.
In my measurement.
And not only that, beer bloats me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how those guys can drink all that beer, and they would drink a lot. Like,
I don't either.
Without feeling just, ugh.
It's impressive.
It is impressive. Okay, so this last one, I don't think I've ever seen, but it is interesting. It's called King's Cup.
Oh.
And so you lay out a deck of cards face down in a circle around a central cup. That's the King's Cup. Players take turns picking a card from the circle, and each card has a different rule for making people drink. Best enjoyed with a large number of players so you don't incapacitate yourself too quickly.
King's
I imagine,
Cup.
Mm-hmm, imagine that's probably a fast-moving game as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't heard of King's Cup. I've heard the name King's Cup. So almost as if I think I've heard them say they played it. Or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I've never witnessed it being played.
Yeah, me neither. So. But anyway, if you're young and you want some best drinking games, they probably already know that anyway. So,
I'm
not teaching anything.
I think that's the right thing. You're not, right? And definitely, I don't know. I think most of our listeners are like, yeah, not doing that. But
yeah,
I would say, do you think that is a young person's game?
Almost definitely.
Doing that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Do you think, okay, so let's think about the evolution of drinking. Why do we have to, first of all, why can't you just sit around and have a beer? Why do you have to make a game out of it?
Good point.
I guess it's fun. It's interactive, but you can get pretty trashed pretty quickly and it can be a problem. Some of these guys though, we'd watch them and they would drink so much. And how are you not, they were bigger guys, but how are you not?
Well, some of them didn't even faze them, but I think you build up your tolerance to alcohol. So,
and they're drinking Coors Light. So do you think you get more sophisticated as a drinker when you get older, or do you think there's still definitely some 40-year-olds playing beer pong?
Oh, probably. I don't know about 40-year-olds, but I think the older you get, the lessons learned.
Yeah. And I think alcohol starts to have a different effect on you as you get older too. And
I think my very last lesson, since we're talking about this, was we had, we always had our, we've talked about it many times, massive Christmas parties.
Yep.
And I was getting handed shots and glasses of vodka. And I was drinking it like
nothing.
And I literally blacked out.
I remember.
Lights out for Mindy. Yeah.
I remember.
So I think even after that, I never really drink.
Yeah, it changed you. I think getting that sick changes you because you were wrecked the next day.
I was wrecked.
I thought I was going to take you to the hospital.
I'm for sure I had alcohol poisoning because I was sick the rest of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. It'll wreck you.
For like 2.5 days.
Yep. That's how I get sick every time I get drunk. Wrecks me every time. Well, let's move on. We don't want to make our listeners sick.
Hey, babe, you know the time has come for you to answer the question. The question of the podcast is coming your way real, real fast. Yeah, babe, you know the time has come for you to answer the question.
This is a deeper one, I think. I wonder if we got some good answers. Did we get some good answers? Have you reviewed the answers? A little bit.
We've got, looks like 5.
Okay. That's not bad. It's, you know, not everybody, you know, wants to,
I lost my microphone.
Tightened up a little bit there. So the question is this, what obligation do you believe you have to your country? Have you thought about it?
I have. And I think the one word that stands out for me is loyalty. Mm. I don't know where in this world and, or I should say this, in this day and age where we have lost our loyalty to our country.
Yeah, yeah.
We are so lucky to live here, and I'm not going to preach, but I just think of how lucky I am as a United States citizen to be living with all the freedoms that we are afforded, because it is not like that in other countries. So loyalty.
Yeah. Yeah. We have so much freedom. We can hate our country, you know, openly hate our country, and support other countries who would never support us and things like that. A lot of that's going on right now.
And that can mean a different things too, for me, like, you know, respecting our servicemen that, you know, support us in wars and combat, you know, like be loyal to them.
Yeah.
You know, be loyal to each other, respect each other. That goes a long ways. You know, we're allowed this freedom to speak what we want, but be respectful, be loyal. That, you know, that's part of our founding fathers, you know, drew up for us many, many years ago.
Yeah, I would say every country's different. So it's a very broad question. And this is, what obligation do you have to your country? So we can only answer it, you know, from our perspective. And I think for my country, I'll kind of piggyback up on what you said. I think it's gratitude for this country. You know, that's what I would say for the foundation that it was built on. Gratitude for that.
It's really a deep question and it's so multi-layered, but did you want to hear?
Absolutely.
Okay. Carol Chapel. She lives across the pond.
Yeah. She lives in England,
UK, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. She says to pay my taxes plus, sing the national anthem when appropriate.
That's great. I agree with that too.
That's another thing too.
I don't like paying my taxes that much.
Right. But maybe that's a duty they consider.
Well, it is a duty to all of us.
But I don't know.
We all pay our taxes. Yeah. We all complain. We complain about it a lot here in America. We don't want to pay our taxes.
Well, because we pay a lot.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much they pay. They may pay just as much.
True. Carol said, say the Pledge of Allegiance, stand for our flag, stay within the laws of our government, and pay taxes.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Pretty simple when you kind of sum it up, right? It's so easy to do, but yet we tend to make things so complicated here.
We do.
Nanette said to not turn our back on our own, which is kind of what I was saying.
Yeah.
Deuce said a very multi-layered question, appreciation and and patriotism.
Patriotism.
Didn't realize, but I have my other glasses on. So I'm like, trying to.
Yeah, you ordered some glasses too, and still haven't come in.
They weren't right, and so yeah, damn it.
Weird, right? She's got she ordered these glasses. Not to pivot too much, she ordered these glasses, and one eye is not as good as the other.
I'm practically blind in one eye.
It's kind of like a lady's boob. Like one boob's just not one. Larger or something. It's not the same, right?
Not mine.
And that's the way her glasses looked. One glass it was just this big old lens on it. And then the other one was thinner. So it was kind of like heavy on one side, and it's kind of weird looking.
I don't know who boobs you're looking at.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's not mine.
Uh-huh.
All right. So let's get back to what Deuce was saying. He said, without rambling on and on, I would say, forget what you think you know and study the deep fundamentals that preceded the founding and learn the animating spirit that moved the founding.
Mm-hmm.
By learning the history, you understand the present. That is where appreciation and patriotism stems from.
So Deuce is a friend of ours. He's also one of the co-hosts on the Brand X podcast. And he does know a lot of political things. He's a very smart individual, and I wouldn't expect anything less of an answer from him. But yeah, I agree with what he's saying there. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. Pretty good. And I think we should know more. I think we should know more what drove our founding fathers to lay down the foundation that we currently have. You know, this sort of foundation of checks and balances that we have, you know.
I find that I remember a lot from school when I was younger, learning all the founding fathers.
I know nothing.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that I could recite anything because I've forgotten them, but I can remember learning it. And I think that's what's missing. You know, like he said, when you study those fundamentals, whether you agree with it or not, you understand history. And if you understand history, what was his exact words? You understand the present.
Yeah, I think what people get mixed up here at times is, you know, because one of the things that you could be potentially hearing about is how they're tearing down monuments of founding fathers and stuff.
I know,
like that.
It's crazy.
Which is really interesting to me. Why? Because they lived, they did things maybe that we consider to be not right in the present, but at the time, that's the way that
that's
it was.
What it was.
Simple. And that's going to be the same thing 200 years from now. We're doing all this stuff.
Absolutely.
And there's monuments being put in place, and we're going to go, well, that wasn't right, because things change.
Yep.
But I think with everything, there's sort of this core of goodness that we have to look at, and not all the flaws that all of us have. Because if you looked at one person, right, that moved through their life, how many mistakes did they make? How many bad things did they do?
Oh, right.
Right. But what were the good things that drove them? What was the core of who they were?
Yeah.
That made them who they are? Because even good people are flawed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? That's great. Yeah.
So.
That's great.
We shouldn't just tear down monuments.
Oh, I have one more.
Okay.
David said service.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think he was Army.
Okay. Who's David?
We worked with him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Got it. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. We appreciate your responses. The question of the podcast for listener participation for next week is, which celebrity do people say you resemble?
Ooh.
Have you ever been told that?
I have.
Don't answer. It's next week.
Okay.
Here's the card.
Thank you so much.
You'll take a picture and post it. So Mindy will post it on our social media like she does, and we will read your responses on next week's show.
Yes.
Well, let's get into your next segment here. I got to find the music. Mindy likes music. So I don't know if this is appropriate, but we'll find out.
Wow. Was
probably
that directed
not.
To me?
Probably not. Yeah, well, that slap part was definitely directed at you.
All right. I have the differences between highways, freeways, and expressways. And one more. that we recently learned. Do you know the difference?
Are you not going to reveal the one that we learned?
Not yet.
Oh, you're talking.
Because I know you know it.
It's the toll roads. Is it not, the?
Okay. Quiet.
What do they call those though?
What's the difference between a highway and a freeway, Jason?
A highway and a freeway. So mm-hmm. A freeway shouldn't have intersections. For one, a freeway, you get on it and you just keep going. A highway, you're going through intersections. That's about all I know.
Yeah. I love it.
I mean, I know it when I don't know how to define it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Highway can go through the middle of a town.
You'd be correct on that.
Yeah. But a freeway, that's, or an interstate as they call them.
Oh, I don't have that one, but yeah.
An interstate. You know what that is? What's the difference between a freeway and an interstate?
I think an interstate, isn't it stay within the state?
No, it goes through multiple states.
Is it? Okay.
Interstate. Well, it goes like the 95 is Interstate 95.
Okay. Well,
and
that
it
makes
goes
sense.
All the way up to Philadelphia.
I didn't have that one in here. All right. Well, highway, let's go with that one.
Okay.
Can be one lane in each direction or several lanes in each direction with varying speeds and can stretch across a single state or multiple states. May have some stop signs or traffic signals, like you said.
Yep.
And even railroad crossings. Don't necessarily have high speed limits. And when I think of that, I think of US 1, which they drive way too fast on that road.
Some through our section they do, yes.
US 1, for those that don't know, goes through the East Coast line, should I say, because it's along the ocean in Florida.
Wait, I think it goes all the way up north, though.
Yeah, I do.
It's similar to Highway 1 in California, where it goes all the way. It goes from California all the way to Washington.
Yeah, I think that's why when I read something, it said East Coast Line. And then we used to have one where we lived in, I guess, the Antelope Valley area. It was called Sierra Highway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that had four lanes, probably originally only had two. But, you know, as time goes on, it gets built.
So, yes, US 1 goes from Florida all the way to the top, all the way up to the top of the US.
Okay.
North.
Nice.
So I'll get a little more info.
Learned something new.
Yeah.
All right. The freeway. Now, these are in heavily populated regions and big cities and are always moving fast with multiple lanes in both directions. Ramps and exits are the only access point, meaning there is no interruption in the flow of traffic and can be entirely in one state or go through several.
Okay.
So.
All right. So US 1 goes from Key West, Florida, all the way up to Fort Kent, which is in Maine.
Okay. Will that be
the
a cool
very
drive?
Top of the, from the very top of the US to the very bottom of the US? That would be pretty sweet.
That would be a cool vacation.
Yep. And Highway 1's the same on the West Coast.
Yeah. And it's that's a beautiful drive.
It is.
All right. Expressway. Do you know what that is?
Those are something I think you have to pay for, or if you're commuting, you can use them. But they're a section of an interstate or a freeway that is generally for commuters, and it doesn't have a lot of
you're very good,
multi
Jason.
Lanes. You're kind of stuck in that for a section of time. It helps to avoid traffic, things like that.
Yeah, you are very very. Right on the money. So expressway, much like a freeway, expressways actually connect other highways or freeways within the same city or metro area, like you said, for commuting, may have tolls, and they often have carpool lanes.
Yeah.
When I think of that, I think of Chicago.
Well, LA has them too. Tons of them in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Drum roll.
Oh, do you need a drum roll?
I didn't think you were going to do that. That is so great. Turnpike.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be cheating. I see you over there.
I'm not looking at nothing.
Turnpike. It is a highway, but with tolls.
Yeah.
And then we looked it up because we're like, well, why do they call it a turnpike?
Yeah, that's interesting. I love this little fun fact.
So toll roads, especially near the East Coast, are often called turnpikes. And this is the term turnpike originated from pikes, which were long sticks that blocked passage until the fare was paid. And the pike turned at a toll house.
So basically turnpike means toll road, pay your toll. And there's a, I don't remember, maybe it would benefit the state of California to have them.
Right.
But California didn't have very many of those. The turnpikes tend to be, to have less traffic because it's a toll road. You have to pay for it.
Beautiful.
They're always, the one closest to us that I take often is 528, and it's, I never experienced traffic on 528. Maybe I'm tripping. I'm sure some people do have experienced traffic on it, but it's super, super rare for me. I've never had traffic on it.
I think people try to avoid them.
Well, cause you got to pay. When we visited Florida, we had no idea when we came out here the first time.
Yeah.
I stopped at these toll roads. Remember, I got into an argument with one of the toll people. I think one of them I completely missed.
Yeah,
because I didn't know.
Well, we did. I think I missed the first two. Because we got something in the mail when we got back.
Yeah, from the rental company.
You went through a toll. You owe.
Yeah, I think they covered it, but it was. I was like, "What is this crap?"
So, it is not something common on the West Coast that I can remember.
So when you're visiting, you've got to remember that part. And if you're visiting Florida, you've got to remember that if there is an option and you're renting a car, get the option where they cover the tolls for you so that you can just go on those. You can just go straight past those things and not have to stop and throw exact change in the damn thing.
Yeah. Cause we had no clue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I know, I love the way, I guess this is a thing for East Coast, but we have this thing that you just put in your car. And it re-ups every time it gets low.
Yeah.
So you never have to worry. You go right through them. It somehow, I don't know, scans the, what do you call that thing that's in the window?
It's just a little tag in the window. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of it.
A transponder.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. And if you pay for that service or you do that, your tolls are a little bit cheaper. So it's called E-Pass, and then there's the Sun Pass as well.
There you go.
And it really does save you because otherwise though, that's all automated. I mean, you'll get, what'll happen is you'll drive through it and then you'll get a bill in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just the way that it is. It's all automated now. Everything's pretty
well,
easy.
Well, now you're educated.
Well, I appreciate that. I feel really educated.
You know, it sounds like such a silly thing, but I really didn't know the difference between expressways and freeways and... What was the other one?
Well, you should know, though. You should know the difference between highways and freeways, at least, at the minimum. Because if...
Well, yes, highway and freeway, but freeway... No, I'm talking about freeway and expressway and turnpikes. Like, aren't they all the same thing? But now I know the difference. Some have tolls. Expressways are just like for commuting is how you can think of it. And then freeways is just you get it on and off from an on-ramp.
Well, you were educated and you've educated our listeners if they didn't know. And you educated me. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dave.
Let's move on. For some reason, I've got jumping facts. For some reason.
Jumping.
I mean, I picked them, but I realize that they're jumping. It's all about jumping. Penguins can jump as high as 9 feet. In the air, out of the water.
Wow. 9 feet?
9 feet.
That's really high for a penguin.
So you'll see him swim and then jump up onto the ice. The ice could be 9 feet out of the water and they're jumping up onto it. And if you don't know how to jump, and there's a shark on your tail or a killer whale on your tail, you're a dead penguin.
Aw. All right, Jason. This guy, Alfred Kinsey. He's the author of Sexual Behavior in the Human Male. This is 1948, apparently.
Yeah.
He had a collection of 5 million wasps. And...
Oh, my God.
He could insert a toothbrush into his penis bristle for first.
It's a weird dude. There's a movie about him.
Oh, really? I didn't even think you would know him.
Weird dude. I forget. Liam Neeson, I think, played him.
Mm.
You know, the guy that Taken guy. Mm-hmm. I have a set of skills. I don't know. He's a Scottish guy. It's a weird movie. He's a weird dude.
Well, apparently, if you can fit a toothbrush into his
penis hole. Why would you try that?
Penis hole.
Now, which side are you doing? The handle side or the brush side?
He said bristle end first.
To do what for? Why? Are there teeth in there? Clean it? You got to clean it out? Why people get into that stuff?
I don't know.
Stop playing around in that area too much. It's simple.
Right?
It's so simple. Just put it in the place it's supposed to go in, have a good time, and then go watch a show.
And furthermore, why would you want your toothbrush in your penis hole?
Yeah, you putting it back in your mouth after? Disgusting.
Gross.
Next fun fact. That was your first one. Wow, the music's run out. The Olympic world record for the longest human long jump is greater than the world record for the longest horse long jump. So a human has jumped longer than a horse. Crazy, right?
Yeah. All right. Let's sum this up because our music is gone. The founder of Match.com, Gary Kremen, lost his girlfriend to a man he met on Match.com.
Oh my goodness, really?
Sad. Yeah.
That is pretty sad. All right, well, fun facts in the books. Mm-hmm. I've got this. I'm used to music after it.
Why do you always feel like marching to that song?
I know, right? All right, so I've got news of the weird. Okay. A Canadian city's attempt to break the Guinness record for the largest gathering of people dressed as dinosaurs was disqualified in the town of Drumheller, Alberta. A spokesperson said that there have been close to 3,000 people, but an accurate count could not be obtained because the officials were unprepared for such a massive turnout. Mm. So the record of 252 dinosaurs in Los Angeles in 2019 still. This is really stupid, pointless facts. But
only Los Angeles.
But I think it's interesting. Why do I think this was interesting? Because there were, I saw the picture, I looked at the pictures of it. There were so many of these, you know, the ones, the dinosaurs with the head that moves, there were so many of them, but they couldn't count them all. So the Guinness record was pointless. So they get this whole town involved.
Oh my God.
To do this thing. Everybody shows up to break the Guinness record. Sorry, we can't count all of you. So 252 still stands. There was like probably 6,000 dinosaurs, people dressed as dinosaurs.
Wow.
And they couldn't count them all. I mean, it's...
That's... so all these people came and nothing was recorded.
So that's...
Well, I guess they had a party.
Did you hear about the streaming portal that was in LA? I mean, not LA, in New York, that in Dublin?
Mm-mm.
So it was this little portal. It was this round thing that, and it had a screen on it, and you could look into it and you'd see people in Dublin. And then in Dublin, they could look into it and they could see people in New York. They did a little streaming portal there.
That's pretty cool.
But they turned it off. They stopped the stream due to what organizers are calling instances of inappropriate behavior.
Oh, well.
The portal,
somebody's going to ruin it.
Yeah. The portal streamed video, like I said, between a Manhattan plaza and a Dublin street, but inappropriate behavior, including one TikTok user who flashed her boobs, forced them to shut down the stream.
Well, a little boob's not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind sitting in Dublin and I get flashed some boobies. Come on now, but what if there were kids there, right? That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't want to do it, but you know.
But kids have seen boobs.
Yes.
Kids have seen boobs. All right, Mindy. Moving on to the next thing. Do you think there is a difference between going on a trip or going on a vacation?
Yes, there is a difference.
What do you think the difference is?
A trip, I tend to think as like maybe a weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like, you know, 2 days at least.
So it's a shorter
It's a shorter trip.
Little getaway.
It's a trip. Yeah. Vacation is at minimum 5 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do? Is there a difference between what you're doing on a trip and what you're doing on a vacation?
Yeah, I tend to think a trip might be visiting your grandma, or you're going somewhere on the road, right?
Yeah.
Vacation is like, I'm going to the Bahamas for 7 days.
Mm.
You know?
And you're chilling.
I am chilling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. I think there is a big difference between a trip and a vacation.
Yeah.
Vacation is something where you're like, I'm going to go, I don't want to do anything. A vacation is a break from life.
Yeah.
A trip is
life's maybe, daily grind.
Exactly. From life's daily grind. a trip can be that, mm-hmm. like I'd say a camping trip can be that.
Yeah. It could be a short trip.
It can be, that, but
we've
done
those.
I think we talked about this on the difference between us. What defines a vacation and just a regular trip? And I think it is the time, like how long, 3 days as opposed to seven, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what America says, or these U.S. adults,
okay.
2000 U.S. adults. 80% of us truly believe there is a distinct difference between a trip and a vacation. Mm-hmm. In the survey, the U.S. adults, vacation was most often defined as travel strictly for relaxation. Now, 53% believed that. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. a trip is travel for a purpose, like you mentioned, going to visit grandma, such as an event, 32% believe that, or simply getting out of one's town or city.
Yeah.
Right? That's a little trip, a little vacation, little camping trip.
Like 2-3 hour.
That's it. Right. What are the main signs you've officially entered vacation mode? What do you think that is for you?
The signs. Usually that I've packed a bag, like a suitcase.
Oh, okay. So that's like I'm prepping for a vacation.
And then possibly the transportation. I might be flying.
Mm.
Most of the time we are flying. So that's always an indication for a vacation. And then when we get there, it's either a hotel or an Airbnb, a rent-a-car.
Yeah, those are all signs that you're on a vacation
right
there.
I'm on a vacation.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you're right on track. 59% said it's when you arrive at the hotel. And 47% said it's not until you get that first breath of ocean air. So it's more like when your vacation officially starts.
Yeah.
Is it when, I think for me, I'll answer, I think it's when I unpack my suitcase.
Yeah.
And I'm there a while.
Yeah.
You know, that's when I go.
Yeah.
So I think about one of the vacations. The weird part is we haven't taken. We've had mostly trips.
Yeah.
We haven't taken a vacation in a long time.
In a long time.
The last one I would say was when we came to Florida.
Yep.
With David and Stephanie. And I remember that it wasn't a vacation until we got to the hotel that we were staying in. It wasn't a hotel though. It was a timeshare that your mom
had. And
it
was a long flight, a couple hour drive, right?
It was an hour and a half.
Or an hour and a half.
From Orlando.
By the time we got there, we were like, oh, jeez.
Yeah,
we're finally here.
When we got in, I remember getting, and we went shopping first too. So it was a red eye.
That's
so we were tired from that. And we stopped for breakfast.
God, that's a blur.
And then we went hour and a half drive. Then we went shopping for grocery shopping for the week. Mm-hmm. And then we unpacked everything. And once I got all my clothes in and we were like, okay, let's go look at the beach.
Yeah.
You know? And by the way, it was cold that weekend, if you remember.
Yes, it was.
When we arrived. It didn't get warm till we were about to leave.
Unfortunately.
But, yeah. Yes. So I agree with that. All right, cool.
Good segment.
Yeah, thank you. Let's get into the water cooler quiz.
Oh,
your favorite.
Yeah. Can't wait.
All right, Mindy. Among the most often recurring dreams reported, number one is falling. Mm. Number two is being chased. What is number three? Most often recurring dreams reported.
Okay.
What is number three?
Falling. And then the second one was being chased.
Do you have being chased dreams?
I used to when I was younger. I haven't had one in a long time.
Falling dreams?
But usually when I'm being chased, I can't run. I can't get out of the situation. It's really
weird.
Isn't
that weird? Right? You're in, like you're
stuck in
concrete.
Glue. Yeah.
I used to have falling dreams. I used to have flying dreams.
Flying? Oh,
I used to like fly from one side of a room to another, just vertical flying.
Me too. And flying was so great. I actually enjoyed it because I, for one, am afraid of heights. But in my dream, which as I'm saying this right now, makes sense, right? Because I'm enjoying it rather than the opposite. When I can't even look over the side of a mountain without throwing up.
Yeah. I used to have fighting dreams where someone like a physical fight and I couldn't punch.
Me too.
What the heck?
That's so funny.
I wanted to throw blows and I couldn't. Okay. All right. So let's get back to it. Often recurring dreams. Number one is falling. Number two is being chased. What is number three?
I want to say fights.
No.
No fights, huh? It's not as popular. Well, let's see. How about crashing your car?
Nope.
Not that I've ever. What else have I had a dream about?
I'm sure you've had this dream.
Really?
I'm sure of it.
I'm going to say sexual dream.
No. Guarantee you've had this dream, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe not now, but there were, you know, I think dreams have an evolution.
How about like you're, not that I've done this, but having to go to the bathroom.
I've had that dream.
Okay.
But no.
Not it. Dang.
Have you ever had that dream and you actually start going to the bathroom?
Yeah. No.
Really? I have.
I'm not telling you.
Okay. All right. What's number three?
Gosh. Well, now let's see. All right. What other dreams have I had?
Well, let me get into this. I was starting to say, I think there's an evolution of dreams and some of these dreams start to become less and less as you get older, mm-hmm. but this dream would probably happen, you know, early 20s, you know, maybe all through your 20s.
That's why I said sexual, like.
No. Okay. I mean, but that's wrong. So you gotta come up with another answer.
Having sex? I said that. Oh.
You keep repeating yourself.
Okay. okay.
It's something we all did as a kid in reality. And so you have a dream of going back to this place.
Okay. A dream of going back to this.
It was a primary, it was a big part of our life. And then you're not doing that anymore. And now you're an adult, but you still dream about doing it. I'm going to have to give you this answer.
No, you're not. Just shush. How about just reliving your childhood?
Yes, but what do you do primarily in your childhood? What's the thing you do in your childhood?
You play.
Yes.
Be quiet. Okay.
It starts at age 5 and you do it for years.
Age 5?
And then you don't leave until age 18. If you've done things right.
I hate these.
From 5 to age 18. And then once you leave... And now you're an adult, you dream of going back to this place. Age 5 to age 18.
Home?
Oh my God. What do you do when you're growing up? How do you learn how to read and write?
School.
Wow.
Darn it.
Wow.
That was hard.
I gave it to you between 5 and age 18.
I didn't. Wow, man. Yeah.
I gave it to you.
That's I was thinking it was like, and I spit on myself. I hope that's not on the film.
Probably is. It's disgusting. You should be embarrassed.
I should. I just couldn't think. Like,
what? You've never had dreams about going back to school?
Never.
Oh, really? I did. I used to.
No. I didn't really like school.
Well, that's why you probably would have a dream about it.
I have.
I used to. Yeah, absolutely. I'd have dreams about going to school.
Not that I can recall.
I mean, I would have thought you would even guess dreams of being with your ex, because that's a good one. And to me, that would be number three. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by ex is like, I of course, we've been together a long time, mm-hmm. but at my first love from high school, I used for years would have dreams about being with her.
Yep.
Not in a sexual way, but just being with her.
Well, it wouldn't matter anyway. It's just, I think that's more common than anybody admits.
Really, it is. That's probably true. Maybe it's an admission thing. So there's probably some things on there that people wouldn't want to admit.
Yeah. Very good.
Thanks.
Ready for some more random questions, Jason?
Yes.
I only got three this week, so be prepared to answer something.
Maybe I need to be...
Briefed,
because some of them are kind of hard.
They are. All right. So what do you pretend to understand but actually have no clue about?
Microsoft Excel.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. Excel. Mm. And most of my career at the corporate job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you're a good faker.
I don't know anything about tools, you know, or whatever.
Whatever
I got thrown into.
Mine is math. That's what I get think of when people start explaining math.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm the type of person that I need to see it on paper.
So do you mean like someone's explaining something to you and just to be accommodating? You go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, I get it. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Or they're just throwing out numbers and especially, okay, what I think of is like whenever we're like gonna like, okay, we were thinking about owning our own business or there was a certain business.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Certain parts of it.
These realtors were throwing out some different scenarios and whatnot. And I was like, what?
Yeah, there are.
Can you write that on paper?
There are certain parts of that. Yeah, where you go, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Where you don't really get it. I have a great, for instance, we have a good friend, Steve Doyen. Mm-hmm. I'm name dropping is a good friend. I mean, maybe I shouldn't drop his last name, but
hi, Steve. We love you.
And he's an engineer.
Yeah.
And so we would work together. When we worked together, I should say, he would start to explain things about tool design or something. and there'd be a place where, and I'm admitting this now, and if he listens to this, and maybe I'll just cut this little section out and send it to him for fun. There'd be a point where he'd start talking and I'm interested at first. And then all of a sudden I just get glazed over. I'd go into this trance. And I'm like, because I have no idea what he's talking about.
I don't think you'd be surprised. I think you've probably more than once said that to him.
That's true. I probably have admitted it. But I don't want him to. I don't want him to not be interested in sharing. So I still go, yeah, 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 yeah.
Because well, now he's gonna go.
I'm not patronizing.
Are you paying attention, Jason?
I'm not patronizing him, but he's really into it, and I want him to continue to share. So I don't go, hey man, you lost me. I don't want to do that to him. So I would go, but I don't have any idea what he's talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It happens a lot, I think, with people. And I think it has a lot to do too with like what you're actually interested
in. It's true. Yeah. It's true. Like if I explain music to somebody who's not interested in music, they probably would get glazed over too and go,
oh, I'm sure they have.
Yeah.
And same with, you know, that goes back to what I was saying is math. When people start throwing out numbers and whatnot, no, I'm not there anymore.
Right.
Anyway. Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Beside your phone,
mm-hmm.
which of your possessions is so precious that if you dropped it in a public toilet, would you go down and grab it?
Oh, public toilet. So I can't say drum set, right? Because I can't drop that in a public toilet. Public toilet, that's small. So I don't think there's, I wouldn't even go after my phone in a public toilet. Don't care.
Really?
Don't care.
You're just going to leave your phone there.
Yeah, I'll get a new phone.
You're going to reach
100%. If people, hang on a minute.
You are not leaving that in the toilet. I'm telling you, you're not leaving that in the toilet.
Clean toilet? Yes. But if there's like, if I walk in and it's a diarrhea toilet.
No, come on.
Staying in there.
I'm just talking pee. And it doesn't,
is it my pee or someone else's pee?
I'm assuming it's your pee. You were there.
All right, fine. If it's all
and
my,
if it's your dookie, you better still be going to get it.
If it's all my business, I'll go get it. There's nothing else though that I can keep on me. That's a possession. That's
you don't even wear your wedding ring, which is my answer.
Yeah,
my answer is my wedding.
That's a different thing. Yeah, well, I don't have a great wedding ring.
You
I
don't because
I
you lost it, so you didn't really care about it anyway.
I didn't lose my original wedding ring. I still have that.
Oh, you do?
I just don't wear it. It's gold.
I retract.
I'm not a huge fan of gold. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know what to say to that because I'm the one that picked it out. Thanks.
Back then I was, but I've lost, things change.
You've lost that loving feeling.
Oh my God. You're literally going to be offended because I'm
not offended.
It was 22 years ago.
I like poking the bear. All right. But no, my wedding ring would be.
Yeah, of course.
I've had it for so long. Yeah. If that thing fell in the toilet, I don't care what kind of doo-doo's in there. I'm going after it.
Yeah.
Regrettably, but going after it.
Yeah.
Next question. Mm-hmm. And last question. What's a really great word that you like to drop into conversations whenever you get the chance?
Oh gosh, I have no clue. I'm sure there's plenty. I'm sure I do.
I was trying to think.
If I watched back our podcast, I'd be like, dang, I use that word a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, I try not to over-examine myself that much. I
like to say the word absolutely.
You do say that.
Because I think it's a positive word. When you say it, you are like agreeing and there's some sort of like spark to it.
Yeah. I know there's a word. I wonder if, the listeners that have listened to us long enough could go, yeah, Jason, there's a word and this is it. Maybe you guys could tell me. Do you think is there one that I use that you hear often?
I was trying to think of it when I was reading the question, but I'm sure there is, but I don't know.
I wouldn't even know one you say often. We're just so used to being around each other. I don't know what words you say more than others.
Here's one, and I used it last night, but I know I use it a lot, especially in this podcast, because some of these topics we do are like not riveting.
Oh, riveting is your word?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do say that a lot. Riveting.
Riveting is just like, what? Just kind of.
Yeah.
It's a cool word.
It is. Well, I don't have an answer for it. I really don't know.
That's okay. All right.
All right. Quotes.
In the books. Oh, no. Quotes are not in the books. Quotes are coming up.
Quotes are not in the books. And you're mixing things. It's fun facts in the books. Don't start in the booksing everything. You can't in the books everything. It's only fun facts that are in the books.
Okay.
Okay.
I apologize.
We've been saying that forever, too, by the way. We haven't changed anything.
Not too much.
Hopefully, you guys, hopefully, listener, you still love, this format.
First one up.
Yep.
If more of us valued food and cheer and song above hoarded gold, it would be a merrier world.
I was just talked about that on the Honey Badgers podcast. Hopefully you guys had a chance to listen. We had some great conversation.
Yeah,
it was really, really great. Really had a fun time with them. But yeah, interesting. We started to talk about like the buying of things, and how you kind of get this addiction to buying things. And recently things have changed for me. And I find that the need to buy things is just literally vanished. Like
non-existent.
The unhappiness of the previous life made me want to fill that void by acquiring and buying. And now I got everything. I look around and go, oh, I don't need anything. It's weird how that happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're sure. And you're a little happier with it. You're happier spending less and not having more bull crap come in. We went into Ross yesterday.
For the first time.
And didn't walk out with anything.
And didn't walk out.
We went in there for something, wasn't there, we left. It's a great feeling.
All right. The quality of your life is the quality of your relationships.
Yes. Nice.
And the last one I'll leave you with today is, it is amazing what you can accomplish if you don't care who gets the credit.
Oh, that's so good. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I really like that. Because I do think we do focus on credit.
Yeah.
That's such a great, interesting, it brings up an interesting topic. Let me let the music out and then we'll discuss it. But it's an interesting topic because I remember, you know, and I don't mean to continue to clown on, you know, corporate America. In fact, I'm tired of saying the word corporate America or corporate job, but I feel like there are some things that they that definitely go wrong in some ways of managing a corporation. And one of the ways that it went wrong at the previous job that I was at is that whole idea of credit. And you felt like you had to have the credit. Why? Because it was going to affect your review and affect your raise in the future. If some other dickhead got the credit over you, even though it was your idea, now that person is going to get the raise and they're going to look at you and go, well, what have you done? And that's happened to me.
Oh, and me too.
Where you're like, hang on a minute. That whole thing was my idea, my initiative. How are you saying I've done nothing just because I'm a silent, you know, contributor and I'm just moving things along without saying, hey, or squeaky wheeling
pick
it.
Pick me.
But they set it up that way. They set it up where they say, pick me. So you have this less team mentality.
I was going to say, this creates such a bad team.
You're competing
dynamic.
With each other.
Absolutely.
You're not win-win.
Yep.
You're win-lose. Yeah. And it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I've seen it. It doesn't work.
Yep.
It works temporarily. But it creates problems in the long run.
Huge problems. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's
really
good.
See, you said last week, you're like, why do I even do these quotes? But they're great. They're really great quotes. And you should continue
to do them.
I like the
three. I think five's a little much. Maybe I'm just going to do three.
Tone it down a little bit.
Tone it down.
Yeah, pull it back.
Pull it back.
Pull out a little.
Okay. Not that.
Now, that is it for today's show. If you love what we do and want more of us, check out our website, lowtreestudios.com. The link is provided in the show notes. And be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube page. We're having a lot of fun there. Even if you love this long form thing, there's some fun shorts that we're just having some fun with. So check those out. Enjoy your week. And thank you for listening to the Jason and Mindy podcast, where we feature topics that serve as an informative and entertaining break from life's daily grind. Mindy's mimicking me. And we'll be back next week.
We will.
But also check out the difference. Tune in. We're recording tonight.
Yes.
As we have been in a really good groove.
I'm going to try and change my shirt so that I don't look like I'm in the same
shirt.
It's
the same day.
For a different video.
Right? Same with me.
We didn't have that problem before.
We did.
Now we're on video.
Yeah, it's all audio.
Got to change the shirt.
Oh, well. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.